he cooked what he calls his stobby special.
Oh, what's a stobby special?
It's fucking disgusting.
And then we've got a dilemma about somebody's whose fella's been on the packet.
Oh, it's never good.
It's all over.
And we don't mean crisps. Anyway.
We don't.
Right.
That was great. That was so, like a real, like a TV. Like a,
and we don't mean crisps.
And now heading over to the studio. That was like a real.
But first, how to get in touch.
Yeah. He's in the living room and I came through the kitchen. I was like, I'm coming in. And then he... into the living room and he was sat there like probably picking his nose, what you're telling, and he just looked at me and I went, hi. and he went,
no, Lauren,
no, it wasn't sexy woman. No. And then he just looked at me and he was like, oh, and I was like, yeah.
The strip club in Altrincham, Totties,
yeah,
has got I'll take you one time, Lucas.
I'll pass.
No, it's great night out. It's got a different name called like Alfonso's Italian or
has
something.
Has it?
Because I remember one night I woke up and I was like, on my online bag.
I don't remember getting a carbonara. Breath doesn't smell garlic.
And then I get... and it came up on company. But like, that's how clever this is.
That is
like,
really clever.
Yeah. Guys, hello. And welcome to Nip Tuck, not giving a
fuck.
Lauren, high energy.
Woo!
It's Wednesday and you are listening to your favourite podcast with me, Ashley.
And me, Lauren.
So, what have we got on today, Lauren?
We're going to talk about Valentine's Day a little recap, a little story for you there. You've got a story, I believe, about some sketches that I'm quite excited about. You've not told us yet, so we're going to do that. And then we've got a dilemma about somebody's whose fella's been on the packet.
Oh, it's never good.
It's all over.
And we don't mean crisps. Anyway.
We don't.
Right.
That was great. That was so, like a real, like a TV.
And we don't meet Chris.
And now heading over to the studio. That was like a real.
But first, how to get in touch.
Yes. Yes. So you can.
No, really, though.
Oh. Okay. How do you get in touch? You can email us at hello@niptuckpod.com. We have a WhatsApp number as well. You can DM us if you want, but we'd rather you didn't do that one. It gets missed. If you go onto our Instagram, there's a link tree. Every way to contact us is on there. Please send us voice notes. It is anonymous. We will warp your voice. And Lucas,
if you ask,
and Lucas doesn't even tell us who the people are. So it is anonymous. And we need you, don't we? Like, we need your input. We need your stories. What we really want is some dirty, slutty Sues. Please send them our way.
No judgment. No. Ever.
They have been coming in.
Oh.
Did a little post last night, didn't I?
And the chat is always chatting over on Patreon. So what Patreon is, basically, as we always say, OnlyFans without the tits. But do you know what I learned last night, Lauren? Mm-hmm. There actually is naughty Patreon pages. I think it is a bit like you can,
Is that our next step?
Yeah, well, I won't listen. I'll
mean,
do a lot for money.
If anyone wants to. I mean, they've seen all of mine anyway.
They have.
But yeah, Patreon, basically, it's like an online forum, loads of different chats are chatting. You also get an extra episode. And if you're new to Patreon, if you get it now, you could go back and listen to all the extras. It's ours.
So there's about, I would say now, 52... ish Week? Bonus episodes probably by now.
That's so like 2 days.
Yeah, so it's like if you're going on a flight or you need some, you want some extra, you can go through the whole back catalogue of all the bonus apps as well.
Yep, you can DM us on there. However, the other girls on there are so knowledgeable, aren't
they? More than us. No, I wouldn't even DM us. I'd just put it in the group chat and someone
videos
will know.
Of us on there.
We do all, whenever we go anywhere and we vlog it, that goes onto Patreon. So you have extra vlogs on there as well. We put little posts up, we do competitions. It's an app, basically, and it ends up becoming, you know, when you go on and you go Instagram, WhatsApp, it ends up being one of your ones that you press every day, doesn't it?
Events.
Yeah.
I was wondering, it's up for debate. Do we maybe start releasing all episodes, or at least the Wednesday main, maybe the day before at 6 p.m. just
on
for Patreon?
I'm not against that. I'm not averse to that.
Should we ask them?
Yeah.
We're together this afternoon. Should we do a little
We
post?
Could ask them.
We ask the Patreon gang for advice all the time.
Yeah, we do. We actually do.
And
they
input.
Help us, like, their input with the pod, what they like, what they
They're
don't
basically,
like.
Basically, we should have deputy producer Patreon gang written
Not
now.
Getting paid.
But not getting
You're not getting paid.
Okay.
So, right, Let's start with how your Valentine's Day was, Lauren.
I did absolutely nothing Valentine's-y. We didn't do cards. We didn't do presents. I didn't come down to a bunch of flowers, which I can't anyway because of James's chronic asthma. So we can't even have flowers in the house anyway.
I've got allergies, guys. I've got allergies.
I think that's what Tommy's got.
I think he has got a bit of that as well, yeah.
Like,
great.
Caught it from him.
Yeah, he got a lot of things from him that are not from me. For example, clapping in the middle of the night.
What?
Yeah, 2 a.m.
What, like that?
Like, he's got a new word, which is ba-ba. So, in the last night, 2 a.m. Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Does he sleep with you?
It's an ongoing...
Well, like, in your room?
Oh, yeah.
We're never going to get sleep, then.
I haven't got another room for him to go in, mate.
Oh, right.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. And I was, at first, I was fuming, and then he was going, da-da,
was
da-da.
It quite fun,
and then I could hear James, like, laughing a bit, and he was going, ba-ba-da-da. Oh. And I was like, wow. So I've forgotten where we were going
your
with this.
Sleep deprivations.
Oh, we'll go on to that because wow. But Valentine's Day. So last week you gave me some underwear and I promised that I would wear it for him.
You didn't like it at first, but it looked nice on.
So there's
didn't
a picture
it,
on the screen right now that I am looking at.
Are we going to share that?
I don't think that's getting. Were you intending to share that?
No, it's for
bastard.
You guys.
It's for us. Right. So we'll talk you through it.
And for me.
So how funny is this, right? So I put the baby to bed. James was downstairs and I thought,
where'd you do it if the baby's...
I'm going to tell you. In the living room.
So, so
I put the baby to bed and then I got on my ensemble and he was downstairs.
And my negligee.
And the funniest thing is, before I went down to do deed, I'm stood in front of the mirror taking pictures, sending it to the chat with Ashley and Lucas, like, just about to go down. Anyway, so let's describe.
Why did you not have your stockings?
I don't know where they are. So I'm wearing...
They're probably in the boot of your car or something.
Oh, God. I've probably used them as a snot rag for Tommy. So I'm wearing a pink bra.
Yeah.
A pink thong with hearts on, I think it's got. And then it's got some form of...
It's like flamey hearts, wasn't
is that
it?
Is that a suspender belt? A suspender belt. But I didn't have any actual stockings. So they just the suspended things are just flapping around. Anyway, there's a picture of me that I just sent to the guys. And then I went downstairs and it was absolutely hilarious. Like...
Was he like, what?
I want details.
It was incredibly embarrassing.
I get a bit embarrassed.
It was awkward
like,
and we burst out
I'm
laughing.
Like hammered.
We burst out laughing and he was like, right. So I was in the...
Did he like it or not?
Yeah, no, he liked it, but it was just because we're like...
It's awkward.
It's awkward.
When
we're
your
so...
mum and dad as well.
Yeah, because we're so silly and yeah. Because I never wear underwear for him and he'd said to me, I was like, I've got these in my bag. He's like, I'll put them on. I was like, I didn't think you'd be arsed. He was like, yeah. So then he's like, you're going to put them on, you're going to put them on. So anyway, so I came down into the kitchen.
Do you remember that thing you mentioned a few days
ago? He was like in the living room. I did all the mummy baby bar, night, then put me stuff on. And then I just wandered down the stairs.
Did you have a wine before?
No. And then I just went, he was in the living room and I came through the kitchen. I was like, I'm coming in. And then I walked into the living room and he was sat there like probably picking his nose, what you're telling me. He just looked at me and I went, hi. And he went,
no, Lauren.
No, it wasn't sexy. One. No. And then he just looked at me and he was like, oh. And I was like, yeah. And then we just looked at each other. We burst out laughing. And he was like, where are the things that clip onto the dangly bits? I was like, I can't find them. Never mind. He was like, right. And then he was like, he did say to me, he was like, you look insane. And then I was like, so it was. I was at the back. It gets worse. I was at the back end of my period.
Oh, no.
And we've got a white sofa. So I had to go and get a towel. I had to go and get a towel in case. And I was like, right, let's pop
this. This is all very contrived.
It was. But it has to be when you're in the schedule and you. So anyway, we did do it. And he liked the stuff, but he didn't. I just took them off quite quickly. So
did he not pull them to one side? He just took them off.
I don't remember.
You don't have to take your panties off.
I don't
you
remember.
Can just put them to the side.
But he did say, like, he liked it. It gave him, certainly gave him an erection.
So oh, wow.
So it worked. and yeah, then we moved on to the floor and I had to take the towel with me. There wasn't actually anything, but you never know. My house is cream. So yeah, I'll be honest. Look. My house is cream. Look,
Get the Dr. Beckman afterwards.
I've done that before. I've done that
the
before.
Right doctor. Yeah.
Before Tommy, when we used to have spontaneous sex, we did it once and I came on, it went on my carpet. So I had to text my best friend's boyfriend at the time, who was a carpet cleaner. I was like, out of interest, how do I get blood out of a carpet? He was like, shit, you all right? I was like, yes. Don't ask, but how do I get it out? He was like,
Dr.
right.
Dr. Beckman.
So I'm there afterwards. Anyway,
very
yeah.
good, guys, Dr. Beckman. We'll get a picture of it up for YouTube.
So, yeah, we did the thing. The thing was good. It was great. Very funny. It was very awkward. Very awkward.
Good.
I don't know how people do that. What about you? But other than that, we did nothing at all.
What did I do?
In fact, I went to the Galentine's brunch with the girls.
Did you get your meal cooked for you?
Yeah, it was... Bless his little soul.
Eggs.
So, eggs. Yes, he got me a really nice card, which was nice. Well, I think my PA probably got it.
Did he write words in it?
Moonpig one.
Ah.
Yeah. I'll show it you later when you come round. And then he cooked what he calls his stobby special.
Oh, what's a stobby special?
It's fucking disgusting. It's... pasta, right. Penne pasta, yeah. Lloyd Grossman sauce.
And even James can cook better than that. And that sounds horrible.
And no, the rigmarole of like him making it. And I was
mess.
Like, you do know I like do this every day for you, but like from fresh. Like,
yeah.
But he did it anyway and he made his thing and he was all like...
Was he sweating?
Getting all like, yeah, like, yeah. And he made me a starter as well, some bruschetta himself.
Love a bruschetta.
And he was dead proud. He ran upstairs with it because I was like, I hid upstairs while he was doing it. And he was like, try it. Isn't it really good?
And was it?
And he was like, there's enough left for tomorrow as well.
Thank you. I get to eat this twice.
Yeah. And then he bought me as well something that I really wanted. My pink Rimowa wheels.
You did want those to go on your
They've
silver
been
Rimowa.
Sold out for ages, so now I've got the luggage tag, which Ron Britton kindly got me, because they are harder to get than a Birkin.
Wow.
They're so hard. So I've got the pink tag and the pink wheels.
That's really cute.
And I'm obsessed with my Rimowa.
And did you shag?
No.
No.
Not
no
shagged shagging. For a long time.
No shagging going on. I get it. Same. I'm not the shagger that I once was.
The kids sleep with me.
It's like when it's hard work, isn't it? Which we're going to actually talk about at some point. The stress and the pressure of babies
well,
on relationships.
Well, I had the incident that I need to talk to you all about.
Tell us about. So, and we've told you this before, but what happens is Ashley will write in our group chat. She'll be like, right, remind me to tell you this. But she obviously won't tell us. So we always find out when you guys do. We hear the story at the same time.
Don't know if I'm in trouble. Like, and coming off this, I could be in, I'm grassing. Well, okay, so I took on Saturday Snowy and Teddy to the Trafford Centre because Teddy has some weird obsession with Taffer Gentle.
Yeah, I get that.
And he loves getting in the car.
Yeah.
And he loves going to Selfridge's toy bit. So I was like, do you know what? I was up from dead early and I was like, I can get there for bang on like 10 o'clock when it opens, park in the VIP parking bit, which I love.
Yeah.
I love it. Being the VIP
that you
that
are.
I am.
It makes sense.
Literally. So I went in with both of them. So Snowy's in the buggy. Teddy's running around everywhere. Ed was playing golf. And we were just having a little tootle. And then we went in Skechers because I've seen on Instagram these Skechers. Tommy will be the exact same. I'm sorry. Skechers are fantastic kids' shoes.
Nothing because maybe one day I'll get a deal with them. So I'm just saying nothing.
I think Skechers are the best kids' shoes that you can... Because they come in all the different colours. They're slip-on. So you know like the OnCloud slip-on ones with the stretchy laces? For getting ready in the morning, honestly, they are the best. And the little girls' ones have, like, lights in them and they're just dead cute.
You're disgusting.
Skechers. So my kids love Skechers.
You can do a deal with them.
So basically,
I think I fucked it.
Search Lucas Skechers with car coming out of them.
What?
So this, these Hot Wheels and Skechers have done a collab. And you can put a car in the bottom of it and it's got a garage. Like, no, but, like, boys...
I get it.
That is such a and at nursery you'd be like, look at my
trainers.
So anyway, I went in Skechers and I was like, do you have these? And they were like, no, but we've got these other Hot Wheels ones. So he was trying them on, and then Snowy was like, she's such a good baby, like, look there. Look.
Wow. there's a full-on garage in the heel of the shoe.
You get it now, yeah?
Yeah, it's
but
a no.
They're so hard to get. They're sold out everywhere. Sold out everywhere. So if anyone sees them for me, please let me know. So then Snowy is like tootling around. She was such a good girl, like just in the buggy. That age where, and girls as well are good at this, you should give her a gingerbread or something,
and
you'll get
watch.
Like 2 hours out of her just sat there
watching,
like,
and
so then Snowy saw these shoes, which if Snowy was a shoe it would have been this shoe,
right?
And they were like ballerina shoe, like a velcro thing. I'll show a picture of them. And then they have lights on the front of the shoe.
Okay.
Like, so when she walks, she can see the lights.
Right, which actually makes
sense. Which look like crystals.
Which makes sense, yeah, because normally they're at the back.
Yeah, they look like crystals. So they've got these crystals there that light up and then a little bow. Anyway, so she's trying them on and they're way too big for her. So I was like, babe, they're too big for you. So I said to the lady, right, I'm going to take these shoes for him. He wants to wear them now, so there's the box, I'll pay. And I'll put his old shoes in the bag. And then they had these bouncy, like, mini footballs by the tail. Right. And he was like, I want a pink one. And Snowy, no, I want a blue one. Snowy, have a pink one. So I was like, yeah, right, fine. And then, so we leave. Mm-hmm. I'm in the car on the way home. Snowy's got the fucking shoes on. Because I thought, what's that flashing light in the back of the car? I thought, like, is it police behind
me? Oh, my God.
And it was the shoe lighting up. So I was like, oh, my God.
So she's got the shoes that don't fit?
They're huge. So my child has stolen the shoes.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ring Skechers and be the law-abiding citizen that I am. Mm-hmm. So anyway, how long it takes to get through to a shop now.
Yeah.
So there, I'm like, driving home, like panicking, like
it's lighting up, sweating.
So I get through and I'm like, hello, I've just been in your Trafford Centre store and my daughter has
stolen
some shoes, and I'm really sorry, I'm gonna give you my details and can you send me a payment link and I'll pay for them.
Yeah,
the woman was so weird on the phone. She was like, you need to return to the store immediately. You have stolen a pair of shoes.
Wasn't.
You need to return. They hadn't even noticed, by the way, that the shoes were gone.
Well, they might have done.
No, they hadn't. She went back to speak to the lady. They hadn't. No one had. I could have got away with it. Not that I would. So then she was like, you need to return now. You need to turn your car around. And I was like, I'm not going to
do that.
So then I start getting.
Yeah. You've been good enough to ring up.
Guys, am I in the wrong? Am I in the wrong? I don't know.
I wouldn't have rung. Sorry.
Well, we're going to get onto that. Let me finish this bit and then we'll get onto that. So I was like, well, I'm not going to turn the car around now. I've got a 2 and a 3 year old in the car. It's nap time. I'm already one way
You're
of the
in
motorway.
Situ.
And I know how easy it is to send a payment link on email. Here's all my details. And she was like, well, I'm going to have to check this and you and da-da-da-da. And this is a really serious thing that you've done.
What?
So I went, do you know what then? Do you know what? Let me give you my address. And I think the best thing for you to do is send the police round to arrest the 2-year-old. And she just went quiet.
Well, what could she?
I think it's serious.
And do you know
so
what?
Right, so.
Someone should take her because what she's
done is really bad.
And I need a break. So someone should actually take her for a week. She should go to prison, baby prison.
Yeah,
so. She should go to baby prison.
So.
Mugshot, imagine.
So I was like, yeah, police it is. Send them round. Because I'm not coming back.
And
then I start getting all like emotional. I'm tired. I've been at the Trafford Centre with 2 fucking kids. I'm like, oh.
You just don't need it.
So then I was like, listen, you're annoying me now.
Yep.
here's my details. Let's chat on Monday. Yeah. Monday's been and gone.
And they've not called. Would you consider giving them back when you next go in? Is it pointless at this point?
What would you do, Lauren?
I wouldn't have rang them.
Are you being serious? No, Lauren, not, that's so bad. That's...
Not because I want the trainers. Obviously, they don't even fit. But I probably, if I'm, listen, I'm being completely honest, I would have probably thought, oh, shit, I'll ring them in a bit. And then I would have forgotten. And I probably would never have rang
but
them.
But that would, imagine if on the internet it was like, influencer mum.
Yes, but.
Do you know what I mean,
so
Lucas?
There have been times.
Absolutely.
There has been times. Yeah, but clearly you didn't steal them. The child took
well,
them.
Well, I did, because they were selfish.
Yeah, but if you know about it now, so if you keep them, that is theft.
It wouldn't be because I would want to thieve them. It would simply because irrelevant. I wouldn't have had the fucking time.
But you know now. See, I, you know, parents.
Thea has taken, Thea, when she was a baby, has taken things out of a shop. Like, say, something minute.
We need to get onto this now.
She has taken something like small from a shop before, and I've not. Like a little thing, I can't.
I'd
honestly.
March them back to the shop and make them to like make a less, you know. Make
I know, but Snowy's only two; she wouldn't even understand that.
Yeah, true.
And yeah. She's only just turned two.
Yeah, she wouldn't really get it. I mean, a good
Teddy
you,
would understand.
But the only reason that would make me ring is what if they everyone in Selfridges started talking about me, thinking I'd stolen the shoes. That would bother me.
Well,
like, what if they were like, that thingy came in and stole some shoes?
Yeah, they would.
But I am sorry, there's a difference between somebody stealing shoes and a child taking them.
Guys, so we want to hear your funniest stories. What do you think of it? Would you have gone back? And Skechers, if you're listening, Skechers Trafford Centre, I still owe you £44, which I'm willing to pay. Or you've got the other option of the police and Snowy.
And also, Tommy has been really bad. So if you want to take him too,
yeah.
when you do the police and take him to the baby prison.
The custody centre.
I understand.
Yeah. So guys, send us in your funny stories of like, what was the first thing you stole, or like when your kid has stolen something and
I
how
stole,
things have happened? Or...
I think I've said this before on the pod. I stole from Boots when they had those almost like pick and mix things, and they were little jelly bath bombs. I stole a shit ton of them once, and then when
knowing
I got home,
that you were stealing,
yeah. And then when I got home, I was a kid. My mum marched me back and made me give them back, and it was very embarrassing. Clearly, I've not learned because I wouldn't have rung Skechers. Anyway.
So, leading on, this morning on Patreon, one of the girls put this, and I'm not going to show the person or say their name.
Of course.
Reasons. But it says, Facebook, Knutsford Life. Tony and Guy Knutsford. Oh. Does anyone know this lady? We're trying to make contact with a client of ours.
Oh, what's she done?
Lucy. Let me think of a name, another name.
Lucy Smith,
who visited, and it says her full name, who visited Tony and Guy Knutsford on the 15th of January and had over £200 worth of hairdressing services, colour cut and extensions.
Oh,
well, knowing how much you charge for a blow dry, that sounds very cheap.
Well, I think that's cheap for extensions as well.
Colour cut and extensions.
Sign me up.
Well, here we go.
It was very cheap for her by the sounds.
Lucy left to get cash out. And never returned.
Oh!
We're hoping she may see this post, or someone she may know may see this post and pass it on. Also, really hoping it's a genuine mistake she's forgotten to come back, as she's visited us before. But her stylist would very much like to settle the bill for her hard work. Right, so can we get
Can I
into
see the
this?
Lady, just see, so I can decide whether
think,
I
Lucas?
Think she looks like a thief or not?
When I was 16, I had two middle-aged women. I worked
like
at Frankie and Benny's. They had starters, mains, desserts, coffees, shots, you name it. And then they, one at a time, went out the door, dashed. My boss almost made me pay for it. And that was like...
That's not your fault.
They didn't, but I almost had to pay the whole bill.
Really?
So I think people like that are absolute... It may have been an accident,
if it wasn't,
like, what if
scumbags.
She got run over on the way to the
I thought,
point?
What if she's DEAD?
Why don't you just say dead?
I think that the unusual, you're not allowed to say dead on TikTok either, you say unalive.
That's ridiculous.
What I found weird about that is
she's been there before and she's local.
But yeah, like those run, what is it called? something and run.
Well, do you know what is it
they call it?
Dine and Dash or
Dine and Dash. Yeah, they are on the up now. I'll tell you about that. They're on the up now, the Dine and Dashers.
Wow,
and I watched
expensive.
Them on TikTok, and there was one man that pulled out his armpit hair and sprinkled it all over food. And like pubs have started releasing them, but now it's really against like GDPR.
And have you seen like AI, people using it to make like their food look raw, like takeaways?
Yes. Yes, and like when people receive stuff off like Vinted and stuff, now they
that's
can
not
take a picture of it and put like put a stain
in
or put a hole.
Shit, I never thought of stuff like that. God, AI's, wow.
Do you know what I would do if I owned a restaurant, like a sit-down restaurant? I don't care if it's seen as tacky or whatever. The second you walk in and you're sat, you tap your card. You know like how you get like...
In a hotel vibe. Yeah.
So like it takes, I don't know, a pound as like a deposit. So they've got your card details. If
I thought you
dash,
were going to say they like chain you to the chair. No. I would put a handcuff on one arm.
That's a
so
different kind of club.
So you know how I supply my product to Look Fantastic in Altrincham? I was speaking to them and they said, I got friendly with the security guard there because I was like, that's like, you don't really see security guards much anymore,
no.
Do you? And I was speaking to him and he was like, there's a massive epidemic of underage people shoplifting because we can't... do anything. So they're like instructed to shop
like Fagin's gang.
Yeah. Like kids and cosmetics are so easy to like pass on.
But everywhere, I mean, guys, maybe not where you grew up, but most places there is a known shoplifter that you order from.
Is there one near you?
Yeah. What? Not right now, I'm too old now, but like when you were young, I'm not saying I did it, but there is. Listen, everyone, Lucas is giving me the eyes to say, I'm going to cut this. I'm not saying I did it in any way, but honestly, people listening now will know.
You can instruct it.
Yes, people.
I can assure you there was none of that around my
people
area.
People listening now, I bet you will be like, yeah, we had one.
No, I've heard of it before, like down the pub, someone selling meat in the corner.
Yeah, so there's no, in a lot of areas, and when I was younger, there absolutely was. There was different people who you knew, and they were normally like drug addicts or whatever, and they would go round and they would take orders from people and they would go and do the rob and then they would give them like it for 50%. It was a thing.
Half price when we worked at Cosmo. Guys, listen up to this story.
That was that wasn't that long, was it that long
that
ago?
That wasn't that long ago. So there was this guy.
Everyone's got a half price, man. Well, I haven't.
There's this guy called Mr. Half Price. And basically, me and Lauren both worked at different companies and we were both done by Mr. Half Price, right?
Excuse me.
So I went through this spate of having these, you know, as a saleswoman of a long time, I thought, and Lauren as well, I had the eye for who was legitimately a time waster or not. Mm. And I had this like period of time where like, I just, my sales were flying and I didn't even have to sell. Like these people were coming in and they were like,
yeah,
I need it next week. Here's my credit card.
Done.
Ding, book me
ding,
in, right?
Ching, ching.
So, but then weirdly, they kept the nurses from the hospital kept ringing me and being like, right, patient did it. You need to write her a letter or get in contact with her because as soon as we've gone to give her a tea and toast, she's left.
Yeah.
So I was like, what? Then they wouldn't turn up for their stitch removal or their post-op check. So I was like, this is really weird. Like, what is going on? Their phone wasn't working. Really weird. And then like 3 months later, all these chargebacks came through.
Yeah.
And you can't fucking take someone's plastic surgery
back. Can't take the tits off
them,
can you?
And yeah, Mr. Half
so they were
price.
Using what they were, what people,
dodgy cards.
Yeah, while getting basically frauding people, probably in like millionaires that may not notice, and then getting their card details, ringing up and paying over the phone with those card details by the time it had been worked out because they were having the surgery like dead fast. Done. Like the girl's gone. Like,
but then we had one of them who had loads of problems afterwards that. One that had left the hospital, and we still had to care for her.
Really?
Even though
well,
she hadn't paid
the bill. Yeah, because it's like the
bill,
crossover with duty of
we
care.
We still had to care for her.
Yeah. And my friend booked a holiday somewhere with a half price guy. They call it half price guy because he says everything's half price, because then he gets a, it's free to him because it's on a dodgy card, and then he gets half of it, whatever. So you will, people will have seen half price guys, and he actually had an Instagram and everything.
Really,
like,
really great consumer advice, guys.
No,
really,
I'm not saying great to do it. It was called the half price man on Instagram, and I bet you some of the girls listening around
and
here
then
will
there was
know.
One called Mr. Half Price Mr. as yeah. well.
I had none of this as a kid. This is
no, I'm talking recent.
Apart from Gavin and Stacey with the guy that sells like the barbecue bits out back, I've never experienced this.
Well, you
this.
Live a very privileged
upbringing. Did I tell you about the turkey swizzler, as I call him?
No.
Around Christmas. So me and my mate Jack went to M&S, and honestly, it made my blood boil. There were these two guys outside the store, and they were chatting, and they were acting suspicious. And I literally said to Jack, I was like, there's something not right about these guys.
Right.
One of them goes into M&S, and we're doing our shop, and he's got a basket, and he's getting stuff off the shelf. And he's obviously doing his homework, doing research. And then he finds the turkeys and they're like 80 quid.
Right.
He drops the basket, pulls out a massive IKEA bag, puts four of the turkeys in the bag, just walks out the shop. I went ballistic. I like...
Why, Lucas? He might be feeding his family.
No, no, no. He was doing it to set... And I ran to the staff and I was like to Jack. I was
Lucas,
like, right, we're going to follow him.
You're such
I'm gonna
a
get
good
on the...
person. I just, wouldn't... I would turn like, the other you. Way. I'd look the other way.
Because scumbags like that who just...
I get it.
If I saw someone stealing baby milk or nappies, I wouldn't stop them.
I wouldn't stop anyone doing anything because I don't give a fuck.
Well, no, when I worked...
Unless they were hurting someone, I'd just turn the other way. I ain't got time for that.
I worked in
And
retail.
They could have duffed you up.
I would have kept my distance, just stayed on the phone to the police to let them know where he is.
Oh, you've got
the
too much time.
Give a shit.
You've got too much time on your hands. I would have turned the other way and looked for my stuff.
Anyway, enough about shoplifting.
Right. Next. You're not cutting it, Lucas, because it's interesting, Jack. No. Right, guys. Let's go for a break. We've been talking a lot.
Let's
go shoplifting. How our conversations, they do digress.
They do.
We will be back after the break, guys. Right, guys, we are back. So, one of the things that we were talking about this week that we saw, I actually saw a video clip about it, and it basically said that one of the most... Is prolific the right word?
Yeah.
Yeah. That one of the most prolific times for men to cheat is when their partner is pregnant.
Or has just given birth.
So I was really thinking about this, and I think I know kind of why. What are your thoughts on it, first of all? Do you agree that it's quite a cheaty time?
Oh, yeah, no, it 100% is. They lose their head.
Yeah, so the reason that I think it is, now all men are not the same, but for this particular type of man, they are used to being this woman's everything. They're all their everything. They used to be in the centre of their universe. And then all of a sudden, the wife then becomes pregnant. Even when you become pregnant, your whole life revolves around the baby already. You can't drink anymore. You can't eat certain things. Everything changes from that moment.
Your priorities.
It doesn't for them. Your priorities already change. Mm-hmm. You're tired. Your body begins to change.
Yeah,
you don't
knackered.
Feel quite how you did. You might not look how you once did. It might not be a priority to have sex. And they're watching this unfold. Then the baby comes and they are not your priority anymore. So all of a sudden, you're not caring whether they've got a packed lunch.
Yeah.
You're not saying to them, oh, you look really fit. All you care about is this baby. And your whole head, you're tired, you're not interested in them the same. And a lot of men simply cannot handle that rejection. Mm. And they can't handle not being the center of someone's world. So then you're knackered. You don't feel yourself. You also sometimes don't feel very sexy after you've had a baby. You've had surgery, potentially. You've had down billows, not as it once was for a while. So you're not in that frame of mind for having sex. So instead, some men will stand by you and they will think, right, she's at a low point now. She's at a tough point. I'm going to just forget about my own needs when it comes to that. Because men do have different needs. I'm going to push that to the side and I'm going to support her. But a lot of men think, poor me. I'm not getting any attention anymore. Mm. I need this attention. She doesn't look at me anymore and tells me how good looking I am. She doesn't give me all this attention.
My tea's not on your table.
My tea's not done
when
I get home. She cares about that baby. And then what they go and do is somebody will already have been lurking around. Maybe somebody at work. Maybe somebody on Instagram. And then they think, need attention. Want attention from some...
Yeah.
A girl sends love heart eyes.
Yeah.
And because they need that... attention and that stroke of the ego, they They then think, oh, that woman's not interested in me anymore. This one tells me I'm sexy. This one thinks I'm really good looking. And that is how it begins. Mm. And I know firsthand that is how it begins. And that is when, how it begins. Because instead of supporting you, they get the attention.
I know how that begins as well.
You then get the attention from elsewhere. And because they've got nothing about them, they then need to go and get their ego stroked from somewhere else.
Or their cock.
Or their cock.
Mm. Or both.
And I think it is really common. And do you know what? It's absolutely disgusting that the women go through all this to bring their child into the world. There's changes that go on in your body.
Yeah, guys, did you not know the world revolves around men?
Well, and then they can't even be there for you during that like rough period while you're pregnant.
And it is rough.
It's so rough. And instead, they get attention from Alice in Accounts. And they're so pathetic.
Have you seen the stats as well, Lauren, on breakups, like, within the first year of having a baby? Search it, Lucas. It's mental.
So that kind of led us on to speak about this.
Statistics of breakups during first year of having a child. It's crazy. So that's, like,
that kind of led us
on. It puts you to the test.
Both of us, I split up with Thea's dad
within
the first...
What is it?
20%.
Yeah.
Yeah, so one in five, guys.
One in five split up within the first year of having a baby.
It's normal. And as well, do you know what? It's probably for the right reasons that you are splitting up, because...
If he can't be there...
If he can't stand by you within that first year of having a baby, when you really need someone to be... And we are stereotyping.
Yeah, not everyone. Not everyone.
You know. Who knows? But generally, it's statistically, it is. I think if, you know, I split up with Saskia's dad in the first year, you...
I did in the first 3 months.
You just realise, like, and as well, you feel really different because it's not just you
anymore.
You're standing up for and protecting. It's your kid as well.
Absolutely.
And you think, like, I don't know, I'm not talking about me here. I'm
just
talking in general. But you think things like... Well, what if I become ill one day? What if I'm grieving the loss
honestly,
of a parent?
Honestly, or a friend? I totally agree.
And it makes you think, like, I can't deal with this.
This is what happened with Thea's dad, and I've spoken about it before, so I'm not bothered about talking about it particularly. I won't go into mega detail, but this is what happened. So these are the thoughts that went through my head. When I had Thea, and for the first time in our whole relationship, I was vulnerable because I'm not a vulnerable person, and I've always been quite a straight, but I'll look after everything, I'll sort everything.
Well, you're vulnerable as well. You can't just get up and
you can't do
out.
Anything.
Like,
you can't do anything. And I think the problem sometimes is you have a bit, you're in a relationship, and sometimes you're the one that's doing all the work and all the compensating, which is fine until there's a time when you can't. And this is what happened when I had Thea. I had the baby, and all of a sudden, I didn't have the time anymore. I was exhausted. My priorities changed. And what I realized is that I really needed looking after in that time. Like, that was the time that I really needed somebody to be like, I've got this. I've got you. I've got this. And it was when she was born that, I mean, I wouldn't have split up with
him. In what way, Lauren? Like, what were your first signs?
So just things like, you know, I would be really emotional. I've always been really honest about the fact that when I first had Thea, there were times in the night that I thought, what the fuck have I done? And I really did think, I've made a big mistake here. Like, it wasn't a postnatal thing. I didn't have any problem bonding with her or anything like that. I just thought, shit, is this it forever? Because I've made a fucking mistake. And there were times that I thought that. So I needed somebody to be like, I can see you're not coping. I can see you're upset. I can see you're tired. Let me take the load off you. We're going to be all right. Let me help you with the baby. But not just help with the baby. Let me help you. Let me be the man and put my arms around you and take care of you. And it didn't happen. And I started to think at that point, I mean, I wouldn't have split up anyway. It wasn't me. But I did start to think.
You would have split up in the end, though.
Like you've just said now, those exact thoughts, Ashley, my thoughts were, what if I ever get ill? What if I lose a parent or what if something bad happens to me and I need you? If you're proving to me here that this is a very one-way street with looking after.
Yeah.
And I noticed that, and I think a lot of women start to realise, shit, when the shit hits the fan and times aren't great and I am struggling, are you going to be here? And then you start to resent them, because then you start to think, you're not going to look after me. I've had this baby for you. I am exhausted. I brought you this child. You've had to do nothing. you can't even help me out here. And I think your eyes open.
It's mad.
So I think that's one side.
It's like
of it.
A year of being pregnant and then probably a year to get yourself back to actually sleeping and eating and
just being
coping.
Like and being you again. And so I think you do start, if there's any, I also think if there's any cracks in a relationship.
Yeah.
Listen, I will be totally honest. James and I, like, we've not been together that long, really, have we? We've been together about 3.5 years before I got pregnant with Tommy. And we'd never had an argument, never had a problem, genuinely, absolutely as perfect as it could be, to be totally honest. Since we've had Tommy, we have had more bickers, and I wouldn't say arguments, because we're not arguers, but we have had more ill feeling, probably on my side, more than ever.
But that's
ever.
Normal, though,
and this
Lauren.
Is what led us on to this is normal, because I have found...
Who has a baby and just gets on?
I have found that there is absolutely a degree of resentment that comes when you have a baby.
When they go to the gym.
When they go to the gym, when they go to work. And it's something that I just don't... And we're stereotyping a bit, but it is most of the cases. Yeah. James leaves the house at 5:30, right? And don't get me wrong, he grafts his bollocks off. He leaves at 5:30. But he can then get in the car, sit on his own, and he can go to work and work. Just work. Just do his
job
and get paid. One job. He can go to work. It's a hard job. Do not get me wrong. I wouldn't want to do it. But he grafts and he can just work and earn money from work. Then he can sit in the car on the way home and he can make a few calls. He can have a coffee. He can think. And then he'll come home. And when he's ready, he can then help me. And what I found really difficult is that I didn't have that option. So I think one of the things is it's quite hard in our job because we don't have maternity leave. So I've tried to explain to him several times that I know you're going to work.
Our work is 24/7.
But I'm also working, but I can't
just... It just doesn't look like normal
It just doesn't look...
Work.
But I can't be... I haven't got the privilege of being able to just work. I have to work with a baby on one arm as well. And when you leave at 5:30... I've got hours and hours of looking after the baby. I'm working. So I do think there's always a degree of resentment that happens. And then you start just getting a bit pissed off with them. So it's normal is what we're trying to say. And if you are going through that, it is normal. So I've seen a few posts on Patreon about this. So I just popped a thing on last week and I just said, girls, give me your experiences. Because I feel like it might make a lot of you feel better if you're in this current situation. So I just said, guys, tell me your experiences with your partners after a baby. Here we go. One of them said, mine's rubbish. He goes on how he's the main earner and his earning potential is higher. So he leaves me to do everything while I also work full time. I also breastfed until 19 to 20 months. So he never did night feeds. Blame the kids not wanting to be around him on my breastfeeding. When I bring up how useless he is with the kids, he says, I wasn't ready for them. You wanted them.
That's disgusting.
So one of the things that's interesting is I think men use, because Tommy is incredibly clingy to me, but we give them almost a get out of jail card with that because they go, they want the mum. They won't settle for me. He wants his mum. And I think that's very, very common. I agree with you. My partner is great and really wants to help, but I do have to ask a lot. I hate asking as I feel naggy. In terms of our relationship, it's not as exciting as it was, but we've both accepted that it's just a phase in life and she won't be young forever. We still get weekends away a few times a year and a night away every couple of months, which we make the most of. But mostly we either stay in or we go out separately. Next one. I find the resentment so difficult. I struggle with asking and then that builds into resentment, which is a catch 22. I found something that has helped is having set days or times when I do something to myself. I have a couple of hours on an evening and I have Saturday mornings to myself. And I am really firm on that because I do think we sometimes feel guilty. I
have Saturday mornings
when
to
I
myself.
Do something to myself, for myself, I feel guilty.
And then Ed has a Sunday.
In our group chat, there's 5 of us and our men are all the same. It's actually scary when we talk to each other how similar it is. They need telling what to do, even if they see us on doing it every day. E.g., brush the kids' teeth, put the PJs on. Then they'll come home from work and need a break, as if they haven't just driven home from work, like I've just said. Child-free, listening to whatever they like, chilled. It's so easy for resentment to build. Isn't it funny I've literally just said that? Another one here I'll end it with. I think it's a brilliant topic to talk about. I've just had this conversation with my friend who is about to give birth and asked how we managed. Top advice are to learn how to find the funny sides of situations, especially newborn life, as honestly, there can be some pretty tragic moments. But many times you either laugh or you cry.
Yeah.
And you can choose. So mostly we choose to laugh about stuff. And because he's encouraging me in that as well, I have more respect and love for him. Another top tip is when the baby cries, especially at the start, this is good, this one. Every inch of your body wants to take the baby off him because you know you can settle him better. This is, I've done
and
this
quicker,
twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, and quicker. But don't do it. Let him figure it out himself. Because if you keep taking that baby, eventually he will stop trying and he will be unable to settle the baby.
I always say, don't worry about getting your nails done when you give birth because that's your first time of leaving the house. And make yourself go to that appointment and say to everyone, here's the baby, here's the bottles, goodbye. And then you have your nail and your hair appointment. You'll need a blow dry once a week. You'll need your nails every two.
Give
goodbye,
that
daddy.
Time.
That's daddy's Saturday morning. And take your time. Get a matcha on the way home.
I agree. I think, first of all, if you're pregnant right now and you're thinking, shit, what's going to happen? It might not. But these are the things that we put in place. And Ashley, you mentioned this on a previous episode that I thought was really good. Have the awkward conversations now rather than when you're tired. Because
like
listen,
a pregnancy prenup.
Yeah. Because sleep deprivation fucks you up. It makes you feel certain ways. Mm-hmm. It makes you not be able to handle things. And I would say if you are in it right now and you are thinking, I don't know if I love this man anymore. I don't know if this is right. Make no decisions until you're out of the first year because a lot of it is just your mind.
I don't know.
We
didn't wait.
Well, I didn't have a choice. But tell me about the one, Ashley, you said have the conversation about who's doing night feeds and stuff first.
So I didn't breastfeed because I think that the bottle feeding situation, like for example, when as soon as I gave birth to Teddy and Snowy, Ed gave them the first bottle.
Yeah, James did that.
And then also I'm really lucky whereby I said to him, okay, I know you need to go straight back to work. Like he literally is on call straight as soon as I've given birth. I'm probably not far behind him 2 days. But I said to him, if you want a baby, I really struggle with the no sleep. So I will need help 3 or 4 nights a week. And this is how much it is.
And if you can't facilitate that because you're at work, then we need to make something that has to be in place.
Yeah. So yeah. I had help from a maternity nurse.
Yeah.
And
but you also said,
I'm not going to lie, I wouldn't have had more babies if I didn't have that because it's
awful.
Our relationship wouldn't have survived and I wouldn't be able to work. So I wouldn't have been able to do all these amazing things that I've done.
Without
my business
that help.
Wouldn't be here.
Yeah. Because you wouldn't, honestly,
any of it.
At the moment, I am literally...
So it's paid for itself,
in
that.
Absolute fucking trenches. Like,
well, you're getting a sleep trainer, though.
I started it, and then he got this chest infection. But yeah, it is hard.
Lauren, once
it is hard.
The sleep, you're gonna be fine.
It is like at the minute, it's.
Are you okay? Oh, Lauren.
I'm not gonna cry.
Oh my god.
No, it is. It's hard. Yeah. We've had. He hasn't. He's 9 months old now, so I've not slept well for 9 months, but the past 6 weeks we're talking like 4 hours, we're talking up for 2 hours in the night, like, and then all day I have him. I'm trying to work, it is honestly, and I'm being totally open with you guys if you're going through it, it's hard, and it has put a strain on us. It has. We're great, like we're fine, but there have been times where I've been much more snappy, where it's been tough. But if you're in the trenches, I'm with you, girls.
Yeah.
And I think what you said before about having a conversation before about who's going to do night feeds. So say you're not getting a maternity nurse, but what you're going to do is say, this is how we're going to manage it. You're going to need to do
a Thursday and a Friday or
and
whatever.
I think have those conversations before the baby's born, not when you're all aggy.
Or like if you say to him, can you do the dream feed?
Yeah.
So that you can get a nice stretch of
the beginning of
sleep
the night
or go and have a bath and sit on TikTok or do whatever.
Yeah,
you
and I
do,
definitely
girlfriend.
Think that a rod I've made for my own back is taking the baby back off him the
and
second
now
he starts
it's
and,
got,
I, and now it's obsessed
anxiety.
With me obsessed with me
it's sorry Lauren he's so cute though.
He's absolutely so gorgeous cute. And he's lovely. So
Anyway, having babies is nice.
No, listen, I'd have another. I'd still have another if we didn't have so many. Because I love...
you will have another one.
I can't. Do you know what? When I went to brunch on Valentine's Day, one of the girls around the table, we were talking about, is everyone going to have any more? And one of the girls actually said, I don't think my relationship could take one more. She said, I just don't think we could do one more. Because it's that. It can't be that tough.
Do you think?
Yeah.
I think you wouldn't have one more just because of the space and the car situation.
I don't think the relationship. No, I don't think that. My friend said that, but I think more we've just got to. It's too many, and I also feel massively thinly spread
with work.
With the kids. I was meant to take Thea yesterday for a day girly shopping. She was really looking forward to it. Tommy was really ill and I had to cancel on her because I couldn't do it. I said, he's not well enough. I've got
Did
to go to the doctor.
Understand?
She understood, which made it almost worse. She was like, I get it, Mum. It's all right. And I can't deal.
You should have just dropped her off at my house. I had some
I know. She was fine. I made pancakes with her and stuff, but it's just, I'm too thinly spread. I can't give them what they need. Mm. And so I think I probably wouldn't. If we had Dick, you twat. Lucas.
I really want one of those guys.
Lucas has just, while I'm spilling my
a
heart,
mum van.
Has just put a fucking mum van.
Volkswagen Charan.
Well,
on
I
the
used
thing.
To have a mum van, and it was that hard getting the seats down in the back that I never used it.
Too hard work. The car situation's hard.
I really want, has anyone got one of those Multimax seats?
What's that?
Have you not seen them?
No.
Vogue Williams had one, and basically it's called a Multimax seat. Multi-MAC. And you know at the back of the car where it's got three seats, they convert it into four. And it's got like ISOFIXes.
Oh,
so it doesn't damage your car or anything. Look.
That is giving me absolute anxiety. Just looking at all those kids that would be sat in them with their legs kicking.
To be able to keep your normal car, what a great idea is that? So they fit it.
Wow.
Into the back of your car.
So oh my God, it literally looks like an aeroplane. Honestly, if I said to the older boys, get in that, they'd tell me to do one.
I think that's a great idea.
I think it's a great idea.
Multi-max
thing. I agree. But if you've got any tips, tricks, whatever, on, hopefully that has helped you a little bit, girls, if you are going through that. And if you've got any tips, let us know.
Oh my God. The Jesse Nelson documentary.
Let's talk about in the bonus. We've blabbed.
Because they've split up now.
I couldn't believe that when you told me the other night, that poor girl.
Right, quick shout out before we finish.
Dilemma.
Yeah, go on, right, actually, you do it. I've spoken enough.
Girls, I need advice. My boyfriend, it's the packet one.
It's the packet!
The packet of crisps.
It's the packet one. Okay. My boyfriend has a history of taking cocaine.
Cocaine? My mum calls it cocaine. She calls it cocaine. And I'm like, Mum, it's cocaine. And she's like, it's cocaine.
Although he's apparently been clean for some time. I've found an empty baggie, which obviously means he's back taking drugs.
Oh.
I don't want to outright ask him, as he'll only deny it and get defensive. How do I ask him and catch him out? It's so embarrassing. I can't put up with it in my home. Lots of love, Anonymous. Right, can I start?
Yes.
So someone I know, her husband has a problem with cocaine.
Cocaine. Packet and cocaine.
She drug tests him. So she buys drug tests off eBay.
Right.
And they're wee tests.
Right.
And she tests him, and then like he is really honest with her, and he gets really upset when they come back positive. And she's like, well, when did you do it? And he's like, the other day when we went to the cinema.
Well, I hate the cinema as it is. Imagine being off your box in the cinema. You'd be like, oh, that would be the worst place to take it. A meal, well, you know, but at the cinema.
Yeah. And
Trafford Centre would be a laugh. Sorry. You know, you'd be like, whoa.
On the packet in the Trafford.
Traffy packet. Sorry. So she drug tests him.
Yeah, so she drug tests him. And that's really
helped. Does it.
No, it's really helped because she will say like, right, go and do your wee.
Oh, this is so awkward.
And then they test it and it's really helped them.
I guess it's helped because he can't lie and then he has to take accountability. My concern though is he knows he's getting tested and he still can't stop doing it. So yeah, you're finding out that he's doing it, but it's not
How
stopping
it. How long does
it
last in your wee for, Lukey?
Got no idea.
I don't think it lasts very long in your way.
I think the problem that you've got here is bigger than like wanting to catch him out. It's more the fact of, you know, he's going to lie about it. And I think you'll go to him and say, I found this. You've been back on it again. And he'll say, no, I haven't, and make an excuse. And that to me is a bigger problem, because you're never going to get to the bottom of it, because he's always going to lie. So I don't think whether he admits it or doesn't admit it is the issue. It's the fact he's still doing it, and you need to decide whether you want to be involved in that. He clearly had a problem. He clearly still has a problem. Whether he denies it or not, you know it's there. How are you going to stop that problem? I think the only thing, it's a hard one, because he clearly doesn't want to stop.
Maybe it's his group of friends encouraging.
But that's on him. Do you know? Like, I've learned as I've got older to stop trying to fix people.
Yeah. And that is the work. They know exactly what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. And if he doesn't want to stop because of himself and because of how it affects him.
And his mate.
If he doesn't want to change his group of mates, if he doesn't want to stop, if he doesn't want to stop to keep you, if he wants to still do it, then you're fighting a losing battle here. If he came to you and said, I've taken it again, I'm stuck, I need help, then I am all for supporting your partner and saying, right, what are we going to do then? Or if he came to you and said, I fucked up last night, please help. I'm more for that, but he's still doing it, thinking you're not going to find out, which means he's not stopping because he wants to stop. He's just stopping for you or hiding it from you. Do you want to be with someone that is hiding something like that? Because what else are they hiding? And I honestly think coke goes hand in hand with prostitutes and with cheating and making big mistakes and doing lies.
Cocaine, what is it? It's like that Irish man on TikTok. Cocaine makes you a proper slag.
Yeah,
yeah, it does. Have you seen it? Like, you do weird shit when you're on it. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's lying about it already. So first of all, you're in a relationship where you know he's going to lie to you. That's not a good basis. Yeah. What else is he going to lie about? His morals will go out the window to take the gear. So I think at this point, you need to really reassess whether this is even something you want to be involved in, because this could be a lifetime of a problem.
And it sounds like a fixing situation.
Do you want to fix him? What if you have kids with him and then he gets on it again? I would let him. He doesn't want to stop. Let him go and do it with someone
else. So how does she write? Next part of it, how is she broaching finding the baggy in his jeans?
Well, we know he's going to lie. So I would, you could say, I know you're back
for
on
my
it.
Spare button.
For, yeah, this is what I mean. Yeah.
I think I said that once.
It was one of my mates. I once get on this
you
one.
You know, your spare button, mum.
Maybe this guy needed it. I once found, and I wasn't even doing it on purpose, there was a strip club in Manchester, and I found a receipt for drinks there.
Oh, no, I did once.
And he told me that he'd been to, his mates had been, and he'd gone to the cash machine.
What?
Yeah.
What does he need cash for?
There is in strip clubs there is cash.
He said, I just got some money out
there. So it's either one or the
other. It's one or the other. And I remember that, and I probably believed him at the time.
The strip club in Altrincham, Totties,
yeah,
has got, I'll take you one time. Because,
I'll pass.
No, it's great. Great night out. It's got a different name called like Alfonso's Italian or something.
Has it?
Because I remember one night I woke up and I was like on my online bag.
I don't remember getting a carbonara. Breath doesn't smell garlic.
And then I get and it came up on company. But like, that's how clever this is.
That is
like,
really clever. Yeah. So I think you know he's going to lie. So I actually don't think you need to catch him out here. You know yourself. Show him the bag. Say you found it. He'll say it's his mates. I don't really think it matters how you confront him. And you know he's going to lie. So I think the problem is deeper than how do I confront him. You just say, I know you're back on it. I'm fucking done with this. Or you get on it yourself.
Yeah.
Just quickly, cocaine can be detected in urine for 2 to 4 days in occasional users, but for frequent or heavy users, it can be detectable for as long as 2 weeks or more.
Bloody hell.
Jeez.
So yeah, let us know how you get on.
How much are those tests on Amazon? You can buy these mad tests now.
He'd
like,
probably deny it anyway if you tested him and be like, I'm the 0.00% that didn't.
It's my shampoo.
They're like,
how much?
Well, apparently you can get some for like £12.
Perfect. Okay. There we go.
Let us know, guys. Let us know on this one. What happened? Did you come? Yeah. We always want you send the dilemmas. Great, but everyone wants to know what happened after. So please tell us when you confronted him. What's going on?
I really hope I never get in trouble with the police, because in the last 5 minutes, I've searched on my computer. How long does cocaine stay in your urine? drug tests on Amazon, and I'm going to the UAE next week. So, bosh.
Okay. Just a quick one. Can we do a shout out for our friend's business?
Yeah.
So our friend Georgia has got this stunning new cafe in Manchester, and she has delivered us some croissants. It's called Flaky Manchester. Lucas, that breakfast one.
What was it like? A pastrami Birkin, like, cheese
in a croissant.
And but everything
the sweet ones look really
I've
good.
Had half of a Biscoff one. Lauren's told me I've got to lead the other one for James.
Yes, you do.
And then there's a Bueno one as well. So have a look at it on Instagram. Flaky Manchester. Love you guys. So you can get in touch. Head over to our Instagram page at KnitTupPod. We are now on YouTube. Please, you begged.
You all wanted YouTube. We gave it you.
You begged us for the video episodes and none of you are watching them now.
Yes, they are.
You silly fuckers.
We don't have to get rid of that again unless you start watching it.
Yes.
Even if you just put it on in the background so it counts as a view or something. Leave us a review. We see all of the reviews and it just helps to keep us going, guys. Like, you know, come on, respect the hustle. Share.
I need a wee.
All
we
the
love
things.
You. Love you. Bye.